Most of the time, what wild animals need from people is to be left alone. But when an animal is injured by a run-in with a car or a window, or when it shows up obviously ill where people can't get around it, some sort of human intervention is warranted. That's part of the philosophy behind the Wildlife Medical Clinic, located in the University of Illinois' Veterinary Medical Teaching Hospital off of South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. The purpose of the clinic is to treat sick, injured, or orphaned animals so they may be returned to the wild. At the same time, the clinic provides veterinary students and faculty with excellent opportunities to develop their medical skills. The Wildlife Clinic also seeks to educate the public about Illinois wildlife and veterinary medicine. When it was established in 1978, the Wildlife Medical Clinic was staffed by just a handful of volunteers and was able to admit only a limited number of cases. Since that time, it has grown steadily, and it now attracts around 100 volunteers every semester and admits nearly 2,000 cases in a year. The range of patients admitted to the clinic includes animals as large and formidable as white-tailed deer and coyotes and as small and delicate as ruby-throated hummingbirds. In between, there are hawks, owls, foxes, possums, robins, raccoons, squirrels, and snapping turtles, just about all of the animals common to our region. Rabbits constitute nearly 25% of all cases at the clinic, the largest proportion of any one kind of animal, although that figure is skewed by the fact that people often bring in entire litters of baby rabbits, mistakenly thinking they have been abandoned. For the record, it is normal for mother rabbits to leave their young untended except to nurse them at dawn and dusk. After an animal has been admitted to the clinic and provided with initial treatment, it is assigned to a team of 8 to 10 volunteers, generally veterinary students, who are then responsible for all of the care the animal requires. The clinic has access to the full range of services offered in the veterinary teaching hospital, such as x-rays and blood tests, as well as help from specialists in areas such as ophthalmology and neurology. Although the Wildlife Medical Clinic is staffed by volunteers and operates with space and equipment provided by the College of Veterinary Medicine, it does depend on public support for all supplies, feed, and new equipment. You can learn more about the Wildlife Medical Clinic by attending the U of I Veterinary Medicine Open House this Saturday, March 31st. There you can meet the birds of prey that are the clinic's permanent residents, as well as some of the staff and volunteers who care for clinic patients. Hours for the VetMed Open House are 9 to 4 on Saturday, and details are available at the U of I College of Veterinary Medicine website.